All right, audio viewers, we are now in the Adventure Dome.
At Circus Circus. It's very noisy.
Where it is very much as you would expect it to be. Loud. Lots of kids. Lots of roller coasters. You want to hold the phone? Can you hold that while we do an audio booth walk around?
I guess. Let me put my phone away because I won't be able to take pictures at the same time.
Or you can wait and stand right here and do it. We're standing by the race cars right now. The fastest something or other in the world, he said. I couldn't catch what he said. There are lots of kids and adults not watching where they're going.
Yeah, the adults are worse than the kids.
Yep. It's very, very loud. And if you want to bring your kids to a place in Las Vegas, this is it. The Adventure Dome at Circus Circus. There you go. That will be the train.
Choo-choo train.
And there are all kinds of things to do. Probably the biggest fun you'll have in here is avoiding all the sighted people who want to stop right in front of you. I learned one thing from our Las Vegas trip. Sighted people cannot give directions. That is a universal thing we've learned from our trip. No matter what hotel you go into, you ask directions, you will undoubtedly find a moron who cannot give you directions.
Here's something called the frog hopper.
All right. And our favorite thing is when a sighted person says, you go right, and they point left. And you're like, is that to my right or to your right? And they don't know.
There's an eatery on our right side.
There is a screeching woman on a PA.
Eatery on our right side. This is a roller coaster track. I gotta take a picture of that. Hang on.
And I hear some air hockey tables off to our right.
We're underneath the roller coaster track, so it's probably going to go over our heads here in a minute.
All right. We did this 9 years ago when we were here the first time. Angie and I came over and spent an evening over here and did the rides and all that. Because adults can ride a lot of them, too.
Hey, there's a ride that looks like Chaos, what Chaos used to be at Kentucky Kingdom.
But it's really cool. It's all indoors. It's all air conditioned, which is part of the reason why the acoustics are so bad in here, because you're under a dome, and that makes the acoustics just awful. But it is kind of neat to ride everything and be inside air conditioning.
I think if we wait here long enough, the roller coaster is going to go over our head. Here we go. Here it comes.
Olympus did not like that.
That was pretty good. Well, we can move on.
She did not like that.
Okay, let's go.
She jumped. She did not like that. All right, so let's see what else we get into. Back here, I hear air hockey tables. I'm going to walk right by those. Off to our right. Won't be to you guys, but it's a lot of activity in here. If you're looking for a place to go with your kids, this is definitely the spot. And if you're looking for a place not to go,
where
there are a bunch of kids, this is the spot.
A dark path. Let's go.
A dark path. Let's go.
That's the only way to go.
Oh.
That's the only way to go.
So this is pretty cool. There's a lot of things to do in here. And of course, Circus Circus has a lot of family stuff. The buffet. They got a bunch of shops. A bunch of little activities and places for the kids to go. Magic body painting shop and magnet store and do general like snack and eatery type places. Yeah, lots of snacks. So this is very much a family style hotel. Not a whole lot in here that your kids couldn't do. Other than work on the gambling tables, I guess.
Now what did I find? What other dark path?
Although we did see a bunch of kids playing on slot machines, so.
We're in a tunnel.
Oh yeah, the acoustics changed a little bit. And then of course the loud music.
Okay, back out.
All right. We're staying on the perimeter of the thing. So we're just walking around the edges of it, around a big circle. Outer part of the dome. Definitely not a place for your guide dog. I would not bring a guide dog in here. Especially if you're trying to work them. I've got Olympus with me, but she's just healing. So I would not bring a working dog in here. Way too much noise, way too much commotion to trust a dog in here. Plus, they couldn't probably hear your commands anyway.
There's steps that go up to the left.
We don't need none of that. So, yeah.
This place is really big.
Yeah, it's huge up in here.
We had already walked around it quite a bit before.
Yeah. And there's multi-levels too, so. You've got those roller coasters and stuff that are up there. And so some of these rides you get on up, again, you gotta go upstairs and stuff to get on them. There's a water ride in here too somewhere, which we haven't seen yet. We can't go that way. Trying to get around stuff. There's a roller coaster there too. Roller coaster's pretty much all over the dome. It just runs around everywhere. Different parts of it's higher or lower, but basically it's all over the dome.
Let's go over this way, because it'll keep us through the perimeter.
What a noisy place. So you can come in here if you just want to walk around. They don't charge you for that. To just walk around. And then there are tickets you can buy for individual rides. Or you can get a day pass. Wear a little bracelet thing. Get you on all the rides for a day pass. All right, I don't know where we're going, but I can't do that.
What?
I can't go that way. Going right into the middle of the crowd. All right. All right, so anyway, this is an idea of what the Adventure Dome sounds like here at Circus Circus. It's getting closer to time for us to get our ride to the airport. Thought we'd come over here and just check it out. Don't look like a whole lot of things have changed since the last time we were here.
How do we get out?
Huh?
Trying to find the way out.
That would be a great idea. It is loud.
Yeah. Well, we can go out now. I just have to walk around.
Yeah, and I think we have done it. Oh, I remember those machines. I think those are the old hit the thing and see if you can hit the bell. Those are really loud too.
This is restrooms. I'm gonna go. Buffet's getting to me.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
All right. She's gonna go to the restroom real quick. While she does that, I'm gonna wrap up this audio bit with you guys. So, hope y'all have enjoyed the Adventure Dome. I must say, for me as a totally blind person, this place is really, really too much. It's very loud, very hard to get your sense of direction.
Accessible restroom, but I don't see it.